And may the Lord speak to us through his word in our hearts, and let us live that word in our lives. Amen.
Amen.
Please sit down. Well, I brought a few things to have a look at to help, because I always find it easier to have something to look at as well as something to listen to. They are in a bag. So if any of the younger members sitting around want to come and help me get them out, they are welcome to. If not, you will just all have to have a look. You're going to come and help. That will be great. You're going to come and help as well. Yeah, come around there, or come, that'll be fine. We're going to start, I'm not into the bag straight away, but you will remember at the start of the service we all lit a candle. So what, and I thought, we've had quite a lot of candles in the last few weeks. Let us remind ourselves of one or two of them. So this is where I need some help. This one, can one of you get this one out? Oh, I've lost a candle from it. So just hold it so everyone can see, and then we'll put it on the table, and there'll be one. You hang on to this one ready. So I think, can you just hold it up so people can see? This is not the one we had in church, but I think you can all see what this is. What is it a reminder of? It's candles, and we have four candles and one in the middle, so it would be the Advent wreath. And the Advent candles are reminding us, because we light them in Advent, they're reminding us that Jesus is coming. And the one in the middle, if you're here on Christmas Day, is the one that is the light of Jesus born in the world. So now, what have we got here?
A Christingle.
Remade. It's not an orange. The orange has not lasted since Christmas. And you know what the Christingle means, I guess, don't you? Anyone going to, I mean, I'm not going to go through the whole thing, but this candle in the Christingle, what does the candle in the Christingle stand for? Jesus, the light of the world. So put that one down. So we've got already got three candles. The one from today, where we were remembering Jesus in the temple. The Advent wreath with that light. This one, I'm going to have some other things to hold in just a minute. So if you were here on at one of the main Christmas services, possibly the midnight one, I wasn't, so I don't know which service it was read at. We always read from the beginning of John's Gospel, where we say, what has come into being him was life. And the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness didn't overcome it. So that sense of the candle being the light of Jesus, the light of God shining in the world, is there all the way through our season. But we get to today. Now, I read that long story, so you can probably remember, I hope you will remember, that if you notice, we've now got the crib with it. When we had it outside, people said this gold is more like a temple than a stable, so actually, it's quite good. We've got the crib here with Joseph and Mary and Jesus, just the Holy Family left by Candlemas, but they went into the temple. Now, can one of you hold that? I don't think you will be able to see very easily, because this is a print of a copy of another print, probably, but of a really famous painting. I've got one for you to hold. Do you want to just come around here then and show them so that people can see? I found these pictures. They're by Rembrandt. They are copies of copies. But Rembrandt did two paintings about this story. This was the earlier one. And in this one, we can probably see just Mary and Joseph there, Anna, Simeon, and Simeon is holding Jesus. The second one he painted is just Simeon, Mary in the background, and Jesus. Now, I've given them you to hold. Just turn them around so you can have a look. What do you notice about these, particularly about how he's painted these pictures? What's most important in them?
Just
do you think? The people? And which person do you think might be? Yeah, and who's that? Jesus. Do you think it's the same there? And what does he... why do you think that person, the way he's painted it, looks important? Yeah, see, that's what I think. Rembrandt was a painter who was really interested in light. And if you couldn't hear it, Jesus looks the most important person because he used these wonderful bright colours for Jesus, which then spread out into the rest of the picture. And he's done a similar thing here. Yeah. The light is almost coming from Jesus. So we'll put them there. Thank you. I have got one more thing to look at, but if you want to sit down, you can, and I'll bring it over to have a look at. So thank you for help. Do you want to hang on for the last bit? You can go and sit. You can either choose to sit down, or you can hang on for the last thing I'm going to find. Do you want to hang on for it? But what's important about Simeon, I think, I mean, we love the song he said. We say it, if you come to Evensong, you hear it. But he was the one who said a light, not just for Israel, but for the Gentiles, for everyone. That Jesus' light is for the whole world. And Simeon is the person in the gospel who kind of notices and says that to begin with. And so that's a kind of reminder that the light of Jesus is for us not to keep in here, but to take out into the world and spread. But then Simeon said one other thing, which, like a sword piercing Mary's heart, that the light, that Jesus' life wouldn't just be happy like when a baby's born, but there would be sadness and people would be angry and oppose him. So this is where I've brought this other, I have borrowed this. Can you hold it? Let's have a look. Hold it carefully because it's quite heavy. We have got one of these candles in church over there, but rather than try and take it out, this is one that's a couple of years old, and I borrowed it from St. Nicholas. Yeah, that's right, 2024, so that was the one lit in 2024. But can you see what is in the middle of it? A cross. And our Paschal candle also reminds us that that is where Jesus took him, that Jesus' life took him. Of course, I won't light it right now, but we light it on Easter. We light it at other important moments in services. It's still in church. You can find it. If you don't know where it is, you can go and find it afterwards. And that is a reminder that the light of Jesus is with us, whatever happens, in hard times and in good times. From today, we'll be taking away this crib, and our eyes begin to look towards the cross and the resurrection. That's where we will be. That reminds us, that's where we go as disciples. That's where our readings and services in church will take us. From the light of the baby, the light to lighten the Gentiles, the light that transcends, that goes beyond death and the cross. So the crib is going away, but the light of Jesus doesn't leave us. Jesus is always close to us, and our task is to share that light wherever we are, whatever we're doing. Thank you very much for your help. You can go and sit down, and I'll just clear these up quickly.